a man of inner dialogue who was in love with the truth of God and the truth about man, not as a mere exercise in abstraction, but as a search that leads to choosing the good for the benefit of others. This, the portrait painted by Pope Benedict of Romano Guardini, a priest, a theologian, and a teacher, whom he personally knew and admired. Born in Verona in 1885, shortly before his death in Munich, Bavaria, in 1968, Guardini defined the focus of his life as a journey of understanding of what the Christian vision of the world meant. On Friday, speaking in his native German, Pope Benedict said that, according to Guardini, the specificity of the Christian vision consists in the fact that man knows he is in a relationship with God, who precedes him and from whom he cannot detach himself. Guardini was a man of dialogue, continued Pope Benedict. His works were born almost without exception from a dialogue, even if only an inner one. He believed that ethos, the foundation for our moral behavior towards our neighbor, follows from man's openness to God's truth. It is precisely because man encounters God that he can act for the common good. Pope Benedict also highlighted that as a teacher, Guardini was attentive to young people. He purified and deepened their ideals for self-determination, responsibility, and inner sincerity, teaching them that freedom is truth and that man is true if he is so according to his nature, which leads to God.
In Begleitung der Jugend suchte Guardini auch nach einem neuen Zugang zur Liturgie.
Pope Benedict concluded that Guardini saw the university as a place for the search for truth. However, this can only be so if the university is free from exploitation and from all outside involvement, be it political or of any other nature. Pope Benedict said that today, more than ever, in a world made of globalization and fragmentation, this necessity must be encouraged. I'm Emer McCarthy.